people putting stuff out on Twitter. Everybody know that I'm divorced, and it's about that time. I'm not finna be by myself a whole nother summer, but y'all ain't what you ain't gonna do. You ain't finna put me with Ebony. Y'all can stop that.
Everybody was doing history together, though.
Yeah,
wait
but
a minute.
Everybody was tweeting about that yesterday, but that's like dating your sister.
No.
Hey, we got like that Q Delta.
Right, and be totally honest, because I have some girlfriends that no matter what I say, they swear up and down, okay, and y'all probably hooked up one. Like, in your heart of hearts, Crack, do you think me and Rick ever messed around?
Possibly. Maybe when y'all both worked at Tom McCann.
What?
No, I work with her auntie.
Wait a minute.
At Tom McCann.
What about you, who was that over
Rock.
There?
Rock. Nah, man. I think y'all always kind of had that home. Now, you know what? I probably think that Rick might have tried to holler a long time ago, but nothing ever happened, and y'all just been cool since.
What you think, Gary? And I'm going to tell y'all.
No, because you are too particular, honey. Ebony's not the neatest person in the world. You
like me.
I mean, not.
And you like me, honey.
So you raggedy.
I'll beg your auntie, Paul.
Yeah, your little clothes be everywhere. Especially your car. Oh, my God.
Why you always want to ride with me?
Yeah, because I don't like to drive. But listen. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Now, we all went to high school together. Let me just tell everybody the story. We all went to high school. We didn't go to the same high school, but me and Ebony ran in the same circle. Her auntie brought her up to the mall. Her auntie said, I got a niece that's hilarious, and they got a wonderful personality that you should meet, and y'all could just be friends. Her Aunt Phoebe, we worked in Tom McCann's shoes together.
What up, Phoebe?
And so she brought Ebony up to the mall, and we've been cool ever since.
Right.
Like on some kicks. Like, if Ebony and them, she was in a little high school sorority, like, hey, if we have a party, I'll bring my friends from Woodlawn or whatever. You know, we was like, went to the third school. You know, they had money.
Whatever.
But and Ebony had 100 Prelude, and she was bow-legged. Now her knee's just bad. But anyway.
Here's
the deal.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was doing Delta Week at Tuskegee. Delta Sigma Theta.
Right.
I had Delta Week at Tuskegee. She wanted me to come down the host. That's when I first started getting into comedy. They was going to pay me. They paid me $300. We negotiated, what, $325?
$350, something like that.
$325 or whatever. She said, you just come down and host and be funny on stage or whatever. So I'm kicking it like, okay, so what are we going to do? We going to hang out or what? And I'm thinking like, okay, that's the only time that there was a possibility, like, are we going to hook up? And
a possibility of what?
Like hanging out. Like, because you was calling me, but we was talking on the phone, like.
Like, I was just trying to get you a gig. That's all.
Yeah, but it had okay, so what time you going to, you was hitting me up, like, what time you going to get down here?
Because I was in charge of the entertainment.
Okay, but it was like, it was something.
You felt like it was something there?
You felt something going.
I felt like she not wanted to hook up and have sex, but what's up? Like
grind
like,
or something?
No. Am I going to be like, you was kind of asking me in a way like, are we going to be, you know, because it was a couple's thing. Like, am I going to be your date? And I'm like, I'm cool. I'm just hanging out with you. We good. Cool, let's hang. And then I got down there and I started asking you to hook me up with Tasha, your alliances. And you was cool with it.
I hate to break the news to you. In no way, shape, form, or fashion, in this lifetime, past lifetime, future lifetime, was there ever a possibility, a thought, a fathom, a gasp of air, of reasoning, of unreasoning, of irregardless, of regardless, of the possibility of the narrow inclination that we could possibly, any type of way, be anything other than friends? I'm out of breath. You thought we was
going to
maybe do... Oh,
I'm not. So no, don't you try to put me out there like that.
Oh, he liked you for a minute. Yes, he did.
No, I did.
I've been around both of y'all a lot of times.